This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms, although I don't know how well they're working. There have been some audio card issues here with a computer in the studio recently. But you can try them over at discord.lrn.fm.
It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
Yeah. They worked fine for me when I was running the show. Never had a
great
problem, but, you know.
Glad to hear that. It didn't work at all last night when we did the after show.
Right. They can go out three times in a night or be just fine.
Yeah. So you can try that. I just haven't had a chance to get any new equipment in here and do the appropriate testing necessary to iron out whatever those bugs are.
Yeah. You know, your return trip from Tokyo. Have you caught up from the jet lag?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I slept 15 hours the first day, so I guess that's jet lag.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. When people talk about jet lag, I've never really understood it. So
it's nice to be young.
I guess. I don't know. Are you saying jet lag doesn't affect people who are younger?
Yep. The younger you are, the less it's going to affect you.
Huh. Okay. Well, anyway, so you can bring up anything that you want. News out of the Daily Mail in the UK. Mark, you wanted to talk about this one. Where a pedestrian has been fined £90. I don't know offhand how much in dollars £90 is.
It's at least $100.
But for disorderly behavior after he tried to cover his face when he saw a controversial facial recognition camera on a street in London. Officers set up the camera on a van in Romford, East London, which then cross-checks photos of faces of passers-by against a database of wanted criminals. But one man was unimpressed about being filmed and covered his face with his hat and jacket before being stopped by officers who took his picture anyway. After being pulled aside, the man told police, "If I want to cover me face, I'll cover me face. Don't push me over when I'm walking down the streets."
This is as bad as Dick Van Dyke. Go ahead.
It comes just weeks after it was claimed the new technology incorrectly identified members of the public in 96% of matches made between 2016 and 2018.
Did you say misidentified?
That's what it says.
Misidentified in 96% of matches. Hmm.
Yeah, now I don't know who made that claim, but that's an interesting thing to say. Cameras have been rolled out in a trial in parts of Britain, with the Met making its first arrest last December when shoppers in London's West End were scanned. But their use has sparked a privacy debate. Civil liberties groups, Big Brother Watch, branding the move a, quote, breach of fundamental rights to privacy and freedom of assembly, unquote. Police argue
they're
necessary.
Yeah, well, they're necessary, right? But, I mean, at this early stage, is it worth being stopped, 19 out of 20? It's a little more than that. Call it 24 out of 25, I think is what it is. So 24 out of 25 people who were stopped, presumably, in this rollout, were found to not be the people that they were looking for.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
And they did make one arrest. So is it worth that, ladies and gentlemen? Is it...
Well, the crime and punishment people would say, yes, anything is worth one arrest.
Right. And in many cases, these arrests are sort of a warrant for not paying some traffic ticket or whatever.
Could
Who
be.
Knows? Yeah. You never know what it is. I mean, rarely are we talking about the guy that's kidnapped a busload of kids and has been holding them up in his basement or whatever the horrifying thing you might be thinking of. In most cases, at least in the United States, when officers pull people over and then they run them for warrants, which is,
common.
What's that?
That's
common. And then they, you know, drag somebody off, and that's common too. In many cases, you're just talking about something they didn't know that they even had, and if they did know it, it was minor. It's some old thing that happened that's irrelevant to their lives today. victimless crime. You know, when you start wrapping these things up, it gets bigger and bigger. The other thing about this is that they're going to get better at this.
Sure. The technology will get better.
Facial recognition software will get better. It'll get better than 96% miss.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point or another, they're going to be, you know, 96% right.
They have facial recognition at the Bitcoin.com head offices. They've got a camera, at like a little device that's on one of their doors. You got to show your face to get in the door. It'll unlock if you're the right person.
If you're the right person.
Mm-hmm.
But it just shows that, yeah, it'll work. Now, also, you got to couple that. Here in the United States, I don't know what it's like in Great Britain, but I know what's going on in the U.S. We have license plate readers. Now, in this country,
right,
you have people that drive significantly more. I'm sure that's true in rural England, but not so much in London. So you can kind of track. If there's one particular car that drives around the southwestern New Hampshire area, that if you track it, you're going to know where I am most of
right.
the time. And that's true for most people in the United States. So if you can couple license plate readers with facial recognition software, then the government that's just decided one way or another, whether it's in New York State or Georgia, to either allow babies to be killed just before they're born or to call a zygote an embryo, whatever it is, you disagree with it. The same organizational model, the government, is going to be watching your moving, you know, where you're going and what you're doing. And is that acceptable? Because I know it's acceptable to some of y'all out there. Some of you are saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong,
what have you got to hide?
I would say this is, I don't have to stop your stinking cops, 96% that are 96% wrong.
Well, if you don't stop, they'll run you off the road.
They'll kill you. I mean, ultimately, a traffic stop. If this guy would have run from these cops, they would have grabbed him and they would have,
oh, yeah,
you know, if he would have
hurting.
Tried to fought him off, they would have beat him with a stick. Yeah. And if he would have ultimately, if he would have had a gun, which I believe is his right to protect his body from lunatics, you know, if he would have tried to fight them off with a handgun, they would have come out with weapons at some point or another.
Right.
Every traffic stop is a death sentence.
Well, I mean, how insane is it?
If you resist enough.
You use the term lunatics. I mean, how insane is it to go and tackle a man because he didn't want to show his face to your camera?
Well, it's not insane. It's statist. Right?
Well, that's insanity. I mean, to hurt people over these stupid rules. Do they insist, Mark, that it is necessary to crack down on spiraling crime? I mean, look,
yeah.
The police obviously need help here.
They have,
can't do the job, apparently. They need robots.
They have made so many things illegal that crime is out of control. Yes, I'm not surprised that violent crime is out of control in London because people cannot protect themselves. It is
meaning you can't have a gun, you can't have a knife.
You can't have anything. And pretty soon it's just going to be, you know, the biggest person can survive. And you know, maybe the solution is, You disarm everybody completely and have facial recognition cameras everywhere, and we're all like a giant ant farm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're just pets of the state. I don't think of myself that way. But
do you?
Yeah, man, yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, if it just saves one life.
Well, you can show the life it saves. Like, they could show, they just reported on the one arrest. They didn't report on all the people that they bothered
mm-hmm.
that were false positives on this.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of people. They said 96% of them or whatever were mismatches between 2016 and 2018. So that's a lot of people they bothered. But if they saved just one life, isn't it worth it?
The Declaration of Independence really says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And sometimes
they don't have that.
Fine. I don't really care what they do in London, except that what they're doing is telegraphing. This is coming to the United mm-hmm. States next.
Well, as you already pointed out, you mentioned and I'm glad you brought them up because I was definitely going to, the license plate scanners. In many states, the police are operating those things at all times.
Yes.
So whenever they're driving around, they are scanning license plates to see who's around them. And
I see cops on the side of the road now. I know their radar isn't on because I have a V1 mm-hmm. Radar, Fuzzbuster, I know their radar's not on. What are they doing sitting over there?
Could
maybe
be
they're
napping.
Having a snack.
It could be napping.
Maybe they're looking at their cell phone. Maybe they're just scanning license plates.
Yeah, and there's also other places where they want to put these scanners up on fixed locations, and they may have done this in some states. I don't know. But fixed location scanners that are just constantly going, you know, on the side of the interstate. 855-450, free like freedom. If you want to join us here, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the ridiculousness out of the UK, specifically, in this case, they're fining a man £90 for trying to hide his face from facial recognition cameras that are, I guess, in a trial run. And during that trial run, they have had an abject failure rate of 96%, apparently, according to somebody. The Daily Mail writing the story here.
That's a little better than the TSA tends to average on when they test themselves with the red team.
No, that's about where the TSA tends to be.
You know, between
like 80 to 90 to 95.
75 and 100%. Yeah.
By the way, I do want you to know about Edge Wallet. It is the cryptocurrency wallet of my preference. That's the one that I use more than any other. I actually just used it yesterday.
Me too.
To pay for my car repair here in town. I had an oil change done and an inspection, and I paid for that with Bitcoin Cash through Edge Wallet. And then I went down and grabbed some lunch, paid for that with Edge Wallet, which is pretty sweet.
Edge, you can do that here in Keene, New Hampshire.
You can do that. That's right. Edge is a great wallet, and you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. And that includes Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and others. You can go to edge.app to download it, or your favorite Google or Apple app store. They have it there, of course. Edge Wallet. There's iOS, Android versions. It's user-controlled. You own your money. It's not somebody else who's in charge of it. So secure your freedom with edge.app. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We are discussing this story out of the Daily Mail where a man fined £90 for trying to avoid being seen by facial recognition cameras. Apparently, somebody was watching. And because, you know, this has to be, if they put these things in everywhere, there's not some overseer who's sitting there watching all 20,000 of them at once. So they must have somebody monitoring the test units pretty closely.
Right. In this case, it's on a van.
Mm-hmm.
And so they
could
be
somebody in the van.
They have more than a million cameras in London that are watching all the time, but those cameras aren't rigged with the facial recognition software.
Not yet.
Today.
Right.
Those cameras just basically are there to sort of record in case they can come up with, for whatever reason, some kind of crime. They can roll things back and say, oh, that bloke there did it.
Indeed. Police, according to the story here, was the South Wales Police, was first deployed by the South Wales Police back in 2007. Yeah. Let's see what else here. Oh, yeah. So the police say they're necessary to crack down on spiraling crime, which we've got an example of what the police are doing to crack down on that crime here in a little bit.
Spiraling usually indicates something that's going
downwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Officers previously insisted people could decline to be scanned before later clarifying that anyone trying to avoid the scanners may be stopped and searched. It was first deployed.
Now they're finding them.
It was first, and I imagine searching them as well. It was first deployed by South Wales Police ahead of the Champions League final in 2007, but wrongly matched more than 2,000 people at the time to possible criminals. Police, and you'd think it had gotten better in a decade, but maybe not so much.
Right, they did this in Ybor City in Tampa.
I remember that. It was a long time ago.
I mean, probably 15 years ago.
And they pulled it because it was a failure.
It was freaking out. But at some point, this is going to get pretty good at identifying. They use it on Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tag yourself? It knows it's you.
It's pretty good at it, too. It knows your friends, too.
Yes. And if your friends put up a picture of somebody who looks like you, then it wants to tag you in it. It's like, this isn't me.
Police and security services worldwide are keen to use facial recognition technology to bolster their efforts to fight crime and identify suspects, but they've been hampered by the unreliability of the software, with some trials failing to correctly identify a single person. The technology made incorrect matches in every case during two deployments at Westfield Shopping Center in Stratford last year, according to Big Brother Watch. It was also reportedly 96% saying here accurate, but earlier it said it was inaccurate at 96%, so I'm not sure what they're saying. In Romford, the man was fined £90 at the scene by the officers, who also arrested three other people during the day thanks to the technology. See, Mark? So they're making arrests off of this. I mean, this is worth it, isn't it? It's going to inconvenience some people, but isn't it worth it to stop the criminals?
That's the question that the people need to ask themselves. I kind of feel like you deserve the government that you want in some given geographic area. If it's if that's the thing you want, if you want to be harassed as you go down the street, so that people can pick up petty criminals. In many cases, criminal isn't even the right term. Violators, because they have, because there's so many laws you couldn't read them in four lifetimes.
All right, and they aren't saying what these people are being arrested for. They're not saying they caught three murderers. They're not saying they caught three wanted armed robbers.
In London, having a sharp piece of metal is illegal.
Right.
I mean, they're literally having drop-off places for you to put knives. Now, I don't know. I remember, I've worked in restaurants, and chefs would carry their knives in a little sheath on a belt.
Right.
Now, if you leave it at the restaurant, then I suppose it's up for stealing by, the busboy or whomever. So some of them would probably want to carry it around with them or put it in their car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it legal to carry a knife in your car in London?
I bet you it's not.
Yep. I suspect you don't even have, it's like New York City where people don't even have cars. How do you transport your knife from your home to your job?
Good question. Call the police.
I mean, do chefs now use plastic knives in London? I doubt it.
Are plastic knives legal? Does it have to be a metal blade?
Do you have to have a note from your employer that says this man is a chef?
Or is it anything with a pointy tip on it? Because you can kind of have a, plasti knife. Those exist.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, back in the day, they had, a stiletto is a pointy knife with two blades on it, but a dirk is just a pointy piece of metal, like an ice pick. So, you could do the job with that pretty easily. I think if you're wandering around with an ice pick, it's unlikely that you're out to pick ice, though.
So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They then get into the back and forth between the officers, and I don't know if this is because the officers were recording video or if the man was or how this was, I'm not sure who recorded this, but they claim that after being stopped, the man asked the officer, one of them, how would you like it if you walked down the street and someone grabbed you by the shoulder? You wouldn't like it, would you? Officer told him, calm yourself down or you're going in handcuffs.
I'm not answering that question.
It's up to you. Wind your neck in. But the man replied, you wind your neck in. Now, what does that mean? Is that slang? It sounds like British slang, doesn't it?
It sounds like he was sticking his neck out. And therefore, it needs to be wound back in?
I don't think so. I bet you it means something else. It sounds like slang. After being fined, the man told a reporter, the chap told me down the road, he said they've got facial recognition, so I walked past like that, and then covers his face to show how he did it. It's a cold day as well. As soon as I've done that, the police officers asked me to come to him, so I've got me backup. I said to him, F off, basically. I said, I don't want me face shown on anything. If I want to cover me face, I'll cover me face. It's not for them to tell me not to cover me face. And can you cover your face if it's cold outside? I mean, can you put a balaclava on in London? Or is that illegal any time of the year now?
London isn't as cold as New Hampshire, but I can tell you there are times of the year here in New Hampshire where people will absolutely be wearing garb that covers their face almost entirely.
Coming up, we'll tell you about a bust of so-called dangerous weapons in the UK, which included a spoon. On the way here.
It was really silver, though.
It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri's governor says he will sign a bill passed by lawmakers which outlaws abortion after 8 weeks. There's no exception for rape or incest. Governor Mike Parson says he supports it and will sign it.
Because it's a piece of legislation that those legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Heavy rains, strong winds, large hail, and flash flooding are forecast across the plains and the Mississippi Valley. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says a twister outbreak is also possible.
The tornado watch still in effect for portions of Texas as well as Oklahoma as a lot of those strong storms continue to push off to the east. Now, we will start to see those storms also begin to advance into states like Arkansas, Louisiana, portions of Missouri as well once we get into the afternoon and really into the evening hours.
This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here on this live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. I just got back from the Bitcoin.com head offices in Tokyo. And it was a great experience because, you know, I knew that Roger Ver was into Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash specifically is, of course, what he's thrown a lot of his weight behind. But I didn't really realize how much weight that he'd thrown behind it. There's a lot of people working
yes.
for Bitcoin.com. They don't all live in Tokyo, but he's got like 90 employees there. They're doing a lot of stuff. They have a bunch of irons in the fire, some of which I can talk about. Some of which I can't, but I can definitely talk about their new website, local.bitcoin.com. This is a way for you to, as of June 4th, when it officially launches, to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, either with somebody in your town or some way halfway across the world. So there's different ways that you'll be able to do it, whether it's meeting somebody at a McDonald's and trading cash for Bitcoin Cash, or it's bank deposit from halfway across the country. There's going to be different ways that people will be able to accept payment, and they're going to do it where you don't actually have to identify yourself to the website, meaning that there's no what they call in the money world, know your customer requirements, where you have to identify and show all kinds of, you know, identifying information to a website that needs to know who you are because the government says they need to know. In this case, Bitcoin, local.bitcoin.com is not going to have those things. They're going to have apparently encrypted chats between buyer and seller there, so the website itself doesn't even know what you're doing, which is pretty interesting. That's at least my understanding of it, and there's more to it, but I didn't make, you know, exhaustive notes on it. The site's up right now. You can go to local.bitcoin.com. You can kind of take a look at it. It's in teaser mode, if you will. You can sign up. You can create an account. You can place an advertisement on the site to, say, sell some Bitcoin Cash, but it won't actually be active until June 4th. So they're getting ready to roll this thing out, and it sounds like it could be a really big deal. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of sites like this, and I'm looking forward to trying out local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a great idea.
So not such a great idea is identifying people on the site with these facial on various different places, specifically in London, with facial recognition cameras. A man fined 90 pounds after attempting to shield his face from one of these test cameras that they have. Apparently it's on a van, so I suspect that means that there's an officer sitting in the van, probably monitoring the output in case it matches somebody who's an alleged wanted criminal. And reports.
By the sounds of it, they're missing far more often than they're hitting on this, which means that they're sending out officers to know that whether you were right or wrong, whether you had a miss or not, as far as this facial recognition software goes, you have to have come in contact with the person, right? So
yeah,
the bad guy, somebody, it recognizes somebody. That somebody likely has a record and warrants. Otherwise, why is it recognizing them? Right?
Well, because it's making a mistake.
No, that's a misrecognition. That's not a recognition. So it blinks up. Blink! You got
You're saying
somebody.
When it gets it right.
No, when it has a hit.
Okay.
All right?
It believes it knows who you are.
It knows who somebody is. Likely, it believes that because that person has warrants, right?
The person it thinks you are has warrants.
Correct.
Right.
So then they have to send out a cop, or two, mm-hmm. or three. I mean, they're unarmed there in London, so maybe they're sending out two cops. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then
he's surrounded. They actually have a picture of the whatever the arrest or ticketing incident was, and it appears that he's surrounded by at least four cops.
All right, so they got four cops out to identify, whomever it is that this machine hits on, and they find out that this person is not the person it hit on, meaning this person is not somebody with warrants, or it's somebody different with warrants is another possibility.
Could be. Yep.
And they, so this is the only way that they can find out. So this means that they've harassed a great deal of people in order to come up with these numbers.
Correct. In this case, the officers surrounded the man and handed out a 90-pound fine to him. And according to...
Now, this wasn't a guy that was pinged on their software. This is just a guy that held up his hand
That's right.
and coat in front of his face.
Otherwise, they would have handed him more fines or put him in handcuffs. If they'd actually, matched him with somebody.
Right. Well, but the software doesn't say that. This is just, at this point, just a citizen who did not want to have his face scanned by a camera. Of course, he's in London, which means that he gets his face scanned by a camera all the time. But it's a different camera, not this camera.
So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to... We've got Jack on the line in Louisiana. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call up. Aurora Will got his redemption today. The horse, there was no horse in front of him that had a muddy track or tire tracks on the racetrack. And he got his redemption.
Are we talking about horse racing?
Yes.
What about it?
Okay.
Aurora Will, the one that got interfered with in the Derby, got his redemption today. No horse was in front of him.
In what interference. Race?
Some of the Kentucky Derby?
That was today?
Yeah. No, it was the Preakness Day.
The Preakness was today.
Yes.
No, he said the previous day.
Preakness is also a race.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. What? So who are the big ones that are running in this? I know nothing.
Well, they had a bunch of them that were running, but War Wheel, the one that got interfered with, turned up a
water
home.
Wheel. War
no,
of War Wheel.
Will.
War of Wheel.
Will.
Will.
Will. Right.
Uh huh.
He got his redemption today. Won. Nobody was in front of him causing
interference. Well, good for him. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I hope a bunch of people won some money, but probably a bunch of people lost.
You tell people they can call in about anything they
did. Let's go on to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry. Good for everybody who won their sports game today. Yay! Go team!
Let's go to the Coliseum and watch the Gladiators tonight.
Then sounds more entertaining than
walk
horse
down
racing.
Temple of Dan and watch our students away.
Can I throw Ian in there?
So how's that now?
Can I throw Ian in the Gladiator pit?
Well, we don't want him in there, but if he'll go and offer some sacrifice to Diana down at the Palladium, then he'll be okay, I think.
All right.
But anyway, what I was calling about, Mark and Ian.
Yes, sir.
Now, I hear you talk about immigration all the time, right? As if we
not all
have
the time.
Open borders.
We could talk about it all the time because it's
okay.
You know,
it comes up periodically. But what I'm talking about is now I just heard on the news that they are taking 1,000 immigrants to each state, Broward County and counties throughout the United States, giving them a $5,000 stipend for housing plus all the safety net issues they get. They get free food stamps, they get housing, they get a ton of money if they got a family. Now, do you approve of somebody claiming refugee status, being held in confinement for 3 days, then flying to whatever city he wants to go to at our expense, and then give $5,000? And then
no, I don't approve of government welfare at all, Larry. I don't approve of force.
Neither do I, but that's what these people are getting. And how do they ever merit it? I don't know. But you talk about immigration, there ought to be some kind of restrictions put on it.
Well, the problem isn't the problem is a welfare problem, Larry. I mean, you know, we can't afford to just pay for the world to come here and then get a $5,000 stipend every month or whatever it is. That's outrageous.
Well, that's what we're doing, and Nancy Pelosi and her gang are defending this. Democrats across the board are defending this policy. When I see every morning when I go,
it's because they're spending your money on new voters.
Yeah, to get coffee. And I see our own kids coming in with dirty clothes on, eating Little Debbie's and Mountain Dew for breakfast. And it could be spent better on our own people unless we are infidels like the Arabs call us.
Well, let's talk about it further because it's an interesting question. And no, I don't support welfare. I don't support government forced redistribution. I do support refugees being able to come to the United States, and I support people who want to support them being free to support them in whatever way they feel like it, whether it's providing housing or food on a voluntary, consensual basis. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartprop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Robert W319. Robert W319 is a Free Talk Live amplifier. That is what he wanted to be referred to as on the air, because we do say thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to back up what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations around the United States, which we recently just crossed the 200-station threshold,
yay,
I think about a week ago. So hooray for us, and thank you to everybody who has made that possible. That includes all of the amplifiers, both past and present. There's about 200 of them right now, and in the past we've had as many as, like, over time, there have been, like, 1,700 people who used to amp the show, you know, and they've left for whatever reason over all the many years that we've been doing this thing. We've been on the air now since 2002, and I think we started the AMP program in 2005, so
yep.
AMP's been around for about 15 years. So thank you to everybody who supports what we do, and you can do that as well for $5 a month with credit card, PayPal, and also Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some perks, some benefits, some, you know, things that we show our appreciation to you to give you some special access to over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you do that, we certainly appreciate it. CNN and Mark here in the studio tonight. We had a gentleman on the line. He dropped off, Larry in Indianapolis. He had brought up the claim that people who are refugee status, I guess, claiming refugee status, are getting thousands of dollars from the federal government, some sort of a stipend. They're getting some kind of a home allowance. They're getting a plane ticket.
Yeah,
to wherever they want to go.
Yes, refugees do are sort of quote unquote entitled to a certain amount of money or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and he asked us how we feel about that, and I think we were both pretty clear, but in case you're just tuning in, I think we're both against it because we are both against government-forced wealth redistribution. So
right.
I would be against the government cutting anybody a $5,000 welfare check, whether it be somebody claiming to be a refugee or somebody who is, you know, born here in the United States.
That's the job of a church. End of story.
It should be.
And churches
or some other, you know, organization
have mandates to take care of, you know, refugees and that sort of thing.
So, I don't care if it's the Lions Club or whoever, as long as it's voluntary.
Right. And what I say is that free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries.
Mm-hmm.
Stop pretending.
We don't have free people and we don't have free countries. But I agree with you. Do people really say that it's a free country anymore?
I don't think they say that very
much. Not very often.
No, I don't hear it. Anyway, so, no, I don't think there should be any mandate to pay for anything. But, yes, I think that people should be able to escape whatever terrifying thing might be happening in there, what passes for a country where they're from.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you set this country up correctly, then it's replicatable. But right now it's not, because socialism isn't replicatable.
No, it's a disaster everywhere it's tried.
And here's you know, or leftism or whatever term you want to use. I don't even know how to describe the statist social welfare programs that we have. They're not socialism in so much as the state doesn't claim the ownership of the means of production.
But yeah, sure.
We use that term as a sort of catch-all. So
they're run by Republicans and Democrats, the same programs.
Prior to social welfare programs existing, you saw wars of conquest. Nations wanted more people and more land because those were good things for that nation. Now, you don't see that at all because nations don't want responsibility. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, would you want Chihuahua or some Baja California or some, you know, directly adjacent piece of Mexico to suddenly be annexed to the United States? There's a resounding no across America because they know that they'd be paying additional taxes for mm-hmm. what would largely be impoverished people or poor people compared to the United States suddenly being brought into the United States. Well, nobody has a responsibility to pay for anybody else's well-being. That's what productivity and hard work are for. And many times, I mean, this nation is built by hard-working immigrants who came here. If you want hard-working immigrants, set up a system where you can work hard and do well. If you want a system where you have a bunch of people who want to suck off the teat of a social welfare system, set up that kind of system. But if you don't want that, don't complain that you've got it and that people want to benefit from it.
If you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
YouTube sucks.
Okay.
Okay. What's happened? What are they doing now?
You know how, like, say, you, create, like, a channel and you have, like, maybe so many subscribers and you, like, you know, people have subscribed to you and you subscribe
right.
to a whole bunch of other people and so on and so forth. And,
yeah.
you know, and you created all a bunch of content and stuff. You know, you created this brand channel and you, and the thousands of hours and the thousands of, like, the billions of videos you have and so on and so forth, that the content that you created for your fans and the fans, you know, and so on and so forth. Now, let's just say one day you wake up on a Monday or Tuesday and you find out your channel is taken away from you. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the problem with creating on these channels. I mean, this is true for Facebook. At any point, they can just get rid of your Facebook channel. At any point on Twitter, your account's gone. YouTube, it's the same thing. It's really
the centralized platforms. We've heard about many people being what they call deplatformed, which is what you described, where your channel's just gone. And maybe they gave you a notice, maybe they didn't, maybe they told you why, maybe they didn't. They're
right.
not under any obligation to do any of those things to,
right.
to tell you why. So did this happen to you, Dave?
I even did a 30-minute video and I posted it on my Hudson Valley Guy and the number one channel. It's almost a 30-minute video explaining why YouTube sucks. You can watch it whenever, you know, whenever you want.
But now wait a minute. Now just for our listeners that aren't clear, Dave is a longtime caller to Free Talk Live. He calls on occasion and he's always mad about something. That's just kind of what he does. He gets mad about things. But and likes to repeat himself.
But I'm not clear though here, Dave. Can I go watch this video, or has your channel been pulled?
Yeah, you can watch it. It's on my Hudson Valley Guy and the number one.
Right, I gotcha.
It's called Yes, My Friends, This Is Why YouTube Sucks.
Now, I understood that you had a different channel, actually. Now, the last time you called into the show, you had promoted one called My Own Damn Channel. And
I still have that.
So did they take that one down, too? Because I'm looking at it right now. It looks like all your videos are there. Although when you're on the homepage for the channel, it says this channel doesn't have any content. So that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I don't know how to put any stuff there. But anyway, yeah.
So they didn't take down all of your channels. They only took down one of them?
They didn't take down any of the channels.
No, they took down, let's see, let me go to my accounts.
Did they give you a notice? Did they send you an email saying, Dave, we're taking down your content? It's because you violated copyright terms? Did they give you any kind of ideas to, you know, what precipitated this action?
Something like, because I had said something along the lines of, I grew up around white people, you know?
You said that in one of your videos?
Yeah, it was one of the titles or whatever, something. I had a few other channels, you know, because I was being quote unquote racist in my videos, you know. Because
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. So now, when in this circumstance, what do they do? They just say sorry, you've been pulled down for content, or they say specifically racist, or what do they say?
First, they give you like a warning, and then the second time you do it, you can't upload for whatever days, and the second time you do it, your channel is pulled or something or whatever, you know.
So did you get a warning in advance?
They give you like a warning in advance, and then, you know, they say, oh, well, if you do it again, you can't.
Are you, a racist?
I don't like black people.
So you are a racist. Okay, now that's something new. I don't think we knew that about you, Dave, previously, because, you know, like I said, he always just calls in about being angry about something, so we never really find out too much about what he really believes. So you
How
are
do
a racist.
How people feel about you?
Well, apparently you haven't listened to Chris Cantwell's shows in a while.
Why would I want to?
We don't do that.
Yeah, because I call into his shows quite often on Mondays and Fridays.
I'm sorry, I'm not a big follower of yours, Dave.
Oh, but you could subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's up to 474 subscribers, Mark.
He calls in here, and people want to go watch a lunatic ramble.
Plus, he was featured by this hot atheist chick on a recent video because he was mad. One of his more recent calls was he was mad at this atheist YouTube vlogger named Jacqueline somebody.
For not sending topless pictures.
Jacqueline Glenn, for not being topless on the internet. He couldn't find any nude photos of her, and so he was very mad at her for being a woman on the internet without nude photos. Thanks for the call, Dave. Sorry to hear you're a racist. That's really disappointing. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But then again, he's not the brightest bulb in the basket, so I guess that pretty much explains it. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Hour number two is next. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a big knife bust in London.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.